Katy Country 94 weather.
Wakanda Boats is geared up for boating season. The showrooms are full of Lund aluminum and fiberglass fishing boats and Harris Tritunes. If you aren't ready for new, check out the used lineup. Call today to get into your dream boat specced out for you. Need new fishing or boat gear? They are a one-stop shop and full of the latest and greatest, including tackle, poles, tubes, boards, skis, jackets, and the newest in technology. Wakanda Boats, Glen Elder, Kansas, and Republican City, Nebraska.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 82. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 62. Slight chance for storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Attention all farmers and harvesters. Get ready to save big on John Deere combine parts at Carrico Implement. Augers, chopper knives, concaves, draper belts, knife guards, and knife sections, all at unbeatable prices. It's simple. Pick three or more combine parts categories. Purchase a minimum of $300 in each chosen category. Get 15% off on all selected parts. Harvest is quickly approaching. Hurry in today to Carrico Implement and take advantage of these incredible savings. Offer valid May 1st through August 31st, 2024. Minimum purchase and restrictions apply. See dealer for details. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
State Representative Susan Kincannon has announced she will retire from the Kansas House. She will serve out the rest of the current term representing the 107th District, but will not seek re-election. It has been an honor to serve North Central Kansas in the House of Representatives, said Kincannon. I love my legislative experience and will miss it tremendously, but it's time for the next chapter. I'm not sure what that will be, but it starts with spending more time with my family. Kincannon was first elected in 2012 and re-elected in 14, 16, 18, 20, and 22. During her time in the House, she served as chair of the Child Welfare and Foster Care Committee, Children and Seniors Committee, the Joint Committee on Child Welfare System Oversight, the Special Committee on Federal 340B Drug Program, the Kansas Senior Task Care Force, and the Vice Chair of Health and Human Services Committee. Through the years, Kincannon also served as a valuable member of the Appropriations Committee, Judiciary Committee, Taxation Committee, and the General Government Budget Committee, Federal and State Affairs Committee, Agriculture and National Resources Committee, Social Services Budget Committee, and the Robert G. Bethel Joint Committee on House and Community-Based Services. Representative Kincannon has also served the National Organization Council of State Governments as the Midwest Co-Chair for Health and Human Services for 6 years, and has focused her policy initiatives on child welfare, health issues, and rural Kansas. As a chair of the Child Welfare Committee, Kincannon shepherded numerous major improvements in the foster care system, including the Gail Finney Memorial Foster Care Bill of Rights, establishment of the Care Network, the Soul Family Legal Pharmacy option, the We Can Drive program, and the Office of the Child Advocate. Speaker Dan Hopkins commented on Kincannon's departure from the House. Among other accomplishments, Representative Kincannon has played a key role in bringing about critical change to our state's foster care, namely the creation of an Office of Child Advocate. Her voice has been invaluable in this area and will be sorely missed going forward. I wish her all the best in her retirement from the legislature and appreciate her 12 years of service to our state. Kincannon's replacement will be chosen during the 2024 election. The filing deadline was June 3rd with an August 6th primary and a November 5th general election. And speaking of that, Dawn Wolf has filed to run for the Kansas House of Representatives, District 107. Wolf is a sixth-generation Kansan and a lifelong Republican. She works as an online coordinator for Bennington High School, USD 240, and is currently serving her second term as an Ottawa County Commissioner. Those stories and information coming from the Beloit Call. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Six Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Glen Elder Fun Run, the best damn run in Kansas, is July the 6th. And in order to register, you can sign up online, runsignup.com. You must register by June 20th for a free t-shirt. Check-in is July 6th at 6:30 in the morning. The run's at 7 a.m. in Glen Elder, and they're the opening event for Wakanda Lake Fest on July the 6th. You can also register on the Glen Elder Fun Run Facebook page. For more information, you can call 805-315-5796, sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. A public forum featuring a speaking Q&A with Gerald Johnson, Republican candidate for Kent House Representative for District 107, and with Don Harlow, Lincoln County Clerk, is to be held on June 15th in the NCK Tech College Student Union Conference Room from 2:30 to 4:30. The event is hosted by the Post-Track Republican Women of Mitchell-Lincoln County, Kansas. All are welcome. Please contact Dina with any questions at 342-6633. Get the Let Out is the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's KDHE media campaign to educate the public about the Environmental Protection Agency's lead reporting requirements for each property in the United States. The City of Beloit is making a huge effort to help each property owner with their reporting requirements by collecting this information from surveys mailed out to each property owner in Beloit. If you have not yet responded, an additional postcard has been mailed to you. Please look for it in your mailbox. Complete the questionnaire and return to the city office. The survey can be found and completed online at their website, BeloitKS.com. For additional information or questions, call the city at 738-3781 to speak with Eve. That, once again, from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's media campaign to educate the public about the Environmental Protection Agency's lead reporting requirements for each property in the United States. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Third and 11, 36-26, D1 West. Pass, tipped over, he'll hook a lateral, and it's wide open. Burke gives it to Keith near sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Oh, the D1 West goes into their bag of tricks, and they pull out some magic on the hook and lateral, and it is a 56-yard touchdown for the D1 West.
One of the highlights from the Division I West All-Stars, the 8-man All-Star Games on Saturday at Trojan Field in Beloit. The West getting a sweep in the All-Star Games. We'll have more on those coming up here in this sports cast. Also an area athlete and All-American in track and field. K-State baseball finished their season over the weekend. The Royals with some exciting games. The NBA Finals continuing, as well as the Stanley Cup Finals. And the French Open Tennis Champions were crowned over the weekend. It's all coming up in this sports cast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as I heard moments ago, the 39th annual 8-man All-Star Games took place in Beloit on Saturday. The West teams ended up with a sweep. The D1 West winning 50-42 over the East, and the Division II West picking up a 28-14 victory. In the D1 contest, scoring started and ended with a safety. The West went up 2-0 midway through the first and led 8-0 after a 42-yard touchdown pass from lacrosse quarterback Caden Morgan to Quinter's Trace Kinderconnect. Central Burton quarterback Jace Wunderlich had two touchdown runs to put the East up 12-8 after one. The West responded with two straight touchdown passes from Morgan to Brock Keith of Mead, but the East came back. Two straight touchdown passes from Wunderlich to Micah Cothers of Chase County to put the East up 26-20 with just over 2 minutes left in the first half. Morgan had a one-yard touchdown run with 26 seconds left to put the West up 28-26 after a two-point conversion. That was the same score at halftime, and then the West put up 14 points in the third quarter on touchdown passes from Morgan to Christopher Michelle of Wichita County and a hook and ladder to Keith to extend their lead to 42-28 after three. Fourth quarter saw Wunderlich finding Andrew Smith of Little River and Tucker Grove of Chase County on touchdown passes with a touchdown run from Lincoln's Logan Meyer, sandwiched between for the West, leading 48-42 with 2:05 left. The West got a safety to wrap the scoring in the eight-point win. Morgan threw for 387 yards and five touchdowns to lead the West. Keith had five catches for 153 and three scores. Kinderconnect added 119 yards on nine catches with a touchdown. Wunderlich racked up 409 total yards for the East, 237 through the air, 172 on the ground, and combined for six total touchdowns as well. The D2 game followed in the afternoon as there was a scoreless tie after one quarter. The West started the scoring with a touchdown run from Mineola's Eli Lang to go up 6-0. Lang caught a 16-yard shovel pass touchdown from Hodgman County quarterback Owen Reese to put the West up 14-0 after a two-point pass to Thunder Ridge's Mason Baker, leading 14-0 at half. The East struck first in the second half with another touchdown run from Lang to go up 22-0. The East got their first score near the midway point of the third quarter from a local product.
Pistol formation this time. Handoff goes to Ian Christine. Christine looking to break. Breaks free at the 20. 15 using the speed of the 5. Touchdown far sideline for Ian Christine. Taking it in from 27 yards out and putting the East on the board for the first time today.
Down 22-6, a 16-yard touchdown pass from Osborne's Doak Guttery to Grady Bussing of Axtell cut the lead to 22-14, but on the first play of the next drive, Reesebound Lang for a 49-yard touchdown pass to put the West up 28-14. That would end up being the final. Reese finished with 236 yards, two touchdowns passing for the West. Baker had 113 yards receiving, and Lang had 104 total yards, scoring all four touchdowns for the East. Christine ran for 150 yards on 12 carries with the touchdown. Full recaps for Saturday's 8-Man All-Star games can be found at 8manallstars.com. One other local note, on Friday night at the NCAA Division I Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon, Beloit native Brady Pullen competed in the high jump for Wichita State. The St. John's grad capped an outstanding career with first-team All-American status, finishing in eighth place with a jump of 7.5. Pullen's finish was the second-highest ever in Wichita State history. For more on Pullen's day and season, visit GoShockers.com.
Look out, Omaha! Here comes Virginia! Back-to-back seasons in the men's College World Series.
On their way to the College World Series, Virginia dispatched of K-State in a two-game sweep in Charlottesville over the weekend in the Super Regionals. On Friday, K-State got out to a 3-0 lead through 4.5, but Virginia bounced back, scoring 7 in 3 combined innings for a 7-4 win in the end. Saturday afternoon, the Cavaliers held a 5-4 lead going into the ninth inning and erupted for 5 runs to pull away for a 10-4 victory. Number 12, Virginia, is now 46-15 going into the College World Series, while K-State finished their year at 35-26. For more on the Wildcats season, visit kstatesports.com. And for more on the College World Series, visit ncaa.com.
Ground ball, Bliss has it right there. Easy toss to first, and the Mariners win it in 10 innings. 6-5, the final score.
In a game that saw 7 combined runs in the 9th and 10th innings, the Mariners held on for a 6-5 win to avoid a sweep at the hands of the Royals on Sunday. Seattle led 3-1 going into the 9th when MJ Melendez hit a 2-run homer to tie the game and send it to extras. Seattle scored 3 in the top of the 10th, leading 6-3. Hunter Renfroe hit a 2-run homer to start the bottom of the inning to cut the lead to 1. And Kyle Isbell led off with a single, but the top of the order went with 3 straight outs to finish the comeback attempt with a 1-run loss. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on his team's never-quit attitude, win or loss.
We're a tough team to play. I mean, we do a lot of things well, and these guys deserve a lot of credit for that. I mean, they work hard. They try to get better every day at what their skills are and work on polishing their weaknesses, and they don't back down from the work. You know, some of it's uncomfortable, but then you see the fruits of their labor when you get into those situations. You just keep competing.
Royals are now 39-27 after taking 2 of 3 from the Mariners, including a comeback from down 8-0 on Friday night. They're set to start a 4-game series with the AL East leading at 46-21 Yankees at 7-10 tonight. Seth Lugo is 9-1 with a 2.13 ERA. He'll start for the Royals this evening.
7 seconds remaining. The Celtics are going to take a 2-0 lead in the finals. A smothering defense here in the fourth quarter.
The Celtics overcame a slow shooting start in the first half. They shot just 3 of 15 from three-point land, trailed Dallas 54-51 at halftime, but finished 10 of 39 from three. Still not great, but turned things around to lead by as many as 14 with 3:30 remaining on their way to a 105-98 win. Drew Holiday led 5 Celtics in double figures, 26.11 rebound double-double. Luka Doncic posted a triple-double, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists in a loss for the Mavericks. Celtics are up 2-1 as the team's headed to Dallas for Game 3 Wednesday night.
So for the second series in a row, Sergei Bobrovsky is going to pitch a shutout. And an identical final score as to Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final.
Panthers scored a goal in each period for their 3-0 shutout win over the Oilers in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday night in the NHL, with the Panthers up 1-0. Game 2 is in Florida at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC.
The legend of Carlos Alcaraz is solidified. His first Roland Garros title.
With wins in the U.S. Open and Wimbledon already to his credit, Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz won his first French Open Saturday. He trailed 2-1, but came back and won the fourth and fifth set over Alexander Zverev 6-1, 6-2 for his third Grand Slam title. In the Women's Championship on Saturday, number one seed Iga Swiatek left no doubt in a 6-2, 6-1 dominance of Jasmine Paolini, the third straight French Open win for Swiatek, claiming her fourth French Open title and her fifth overall Grand Slam. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katie Country 94 and 96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.